Synergy Broadband. This is Vignesh.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Stacian?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. Is Stacian?
I guess. Just give me a moment. I'm just
sure. No problem.
Okay, Stacy have taken leave today. Like she's a no.
Okay. Is there someone else there who can help me then?
You're looking for anyone else so that I can check and transfer this call?
Yeah, is there someone else who works with Stacy that knows a little bit more about the specifics as far as the business goes? Like, I'm trying to help Synergy Broadband here get some funding.
Okay.
Just so it's a financial matter.
Can I have your callback number so that I can check and give a callback?
Yeah. Or can I hold?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll hold. See if you can get somebody. It's kind of urgent.
Okay. I'll just check with someone and I'll get back to you, okay?
Sure, I'll be on hold. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't find anyone. Like, the other guy is also, like, he's offline, actually. Like, are you, like, from any offering side or, like any paying bills, anything like that?
Paint booth? Wait, is this Synergy Broadband?
Yeah, that's right. It's Synergy. Actually,
okay.
I couldn't find Daisy and the other guy who's responsible for this. So,
okay.
Or else what I can do is, like, I can transfer this call. You can leave a voicemail.
Leave a voicemail for who? Stacy?
Stacy, I guess Stacy won't be here. There's another guy named Mortaza.
When is Stacy going to be back?
By tomorrow.
By tomorrow? Okay, you know what? I'll give her
a
call tomorrow then.
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
The other guy won't be there. Will he be there later on today?
I guess so. He might be, yeah. I don't think so. He'll be in leave today. Mm-hmm. So I can transfer and you can probably leave a voicemail.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Mortaza.
M-O-T-A-S-A.
S-E-M. S-E-M. Yeah.
S-E-M. Modesum?
Yeah, Mortasim. S-E-M.
Modesum.
Mortasim Alsane. A-L-S-A-N-E.
Okay. Okay, yeah, if you could transfer me his voicemail, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, I'll just transfer this call. You can leave a voicemail.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Synergy Broadband. This is Marasim.
Hey, Marasim, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good. Hey, I've been working with Stacy here, but I know she's gone for the day, and I was hoping you could answer some of the questions that I have. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm trying to help you guys get the financing for a large purchase you're about to make for the security on the doors there.
Okay, yeah, for the vault system.
Yeah, yeah. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm confused because one of the invoices says lock and roll storage. Who is that? Is that you guys?
No, this is our storage address down in Texas. So sometimes, we don't ship directly to the job site. It's not that, organized. So it's easier, for us to send it to our storage unit in there.
I see. So these items would go to the storage unit listed lock and roll storage, and then you guys would go and pick it up and then install it when you want to.
Yes.
Okay. And who's going to be who would install it? Would the company do it, or do you guys do it?
No, we do it.
Oh, you would install it.
Yeah, we have employees down there in Texas.
Oh, okay. And where will it be installed?
It will be in College Station project. Let me check.
Okay, so it's not for your business. It's for a different business?
No, it's for our business.
Oh,
but
it's for your...
we have projects over there.
I see. So is it at a different location?
Yes.
Okay.
We have projects in many states.
I see. Okay. And can you give me the address of where this will be installed?
Let me check.
Because I have 3131 South State Street in Ann Arbor.
No, this is our office address.
That's your office. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two different invoices. One says to go to your office, and then the other one that's a little bit bigger for $218,000. That one says to go to the lock and roll storage. Is that correct? One's going
yes.
to your office?
So
okay.
The one going to our office is around 186, 167, something like that.
It says 42,000.
No, I mean the quantity.
Oh, quantity, yes, 128, you're right.
Yeah, okay, yep. So that's right.
Okay, now where, yeah, if you can get the address to
yeah,
where.
I'm still...
No worries, no rush.
I just restarted my computer.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
And just to, while you're looking at waiting for your computer, does this equipment, this is the security for to access inside of doors, right?
This is kind of access system, not security system.
Okay, access system.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be used for Synergy. You guys aren't selling this equipment to any other business, right?
No, we're using it for our project.
For your project. And what project is that?
This is the Texas project, the College Station.
Texas project. And what is exactly do you guys do when you say a project? What type of projects are they?
That will be maybe for the... I mean, this question should be answered by the project manager over there.
Got it. Okay, so you don't know the details on that.
Maybe some details. Not really details. It's it's a student housing. It's a big building, multi-unit building.
Huh.
We provide, we take it from the construction side. We run all the wires. We do all the network. After that, we provide the internet service, the telephone service, the TV service, and we also provide the access control system. And sometimes it depends about the project, but for that one, I'm not sure if we have the secure system over there.
I see. So when you say Texas project, you guys are going in there, going into a building, doing all the wiring, putting the access system in there, and then some other company rents that building?
No, we run the service and we maintain the service and we support it.
I see. You guys run the service and support it.
Well, these equipments will be like synergy equipments.
Okay.
Even the devices that we're gonna use and everything else.
Okay, on service support. Okay. So who actually stays in that building, though? Who uses the building?
It's a student housing.
Student housing. So student housing of what school?
I don't have the information about that.
No worries. I'm sorry. I've never heard of this type of...
It's like... private companies have like student housing for... like near the university over there.
Okay. So they
dorms.
It's like a dorm, but who are they paying the money to? Is it going to you guys for like the rent?
No, not for us.
Okay, so the building is
The building.
Okay. Private companies rent out. And you guys just provide the broadband, the internet, and access in and out of the building. You guys support that?
Yes.
Right? Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay. Internet. And then a company pays you guys monthly for this?
There's two kind of payments. One of them will be like recording billing for the monthly service and support.
Mm-hmm.
And... the other type of payment will be like to cover the cost of installation and other things.
Okay, type of cost of installation. So how much do you guys usually generally make on a project like this?
I don't have that information.
Okay, is it an ongoing, as long as they're using it, they'll always pay the monthly service?
Yes.
Okay, and then when the student housing, let's say this building shuts down, do you guys take that equipment and everything you put in out, and are you able to reuse it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But what I know, it's like Synergy equipment. It will be like...
It will be the Synergy's equipment. They own it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got it. And how soon do you guys need this equipment?
I'm not sure. I'm not working in that project.
Stacy was?
Yeah. So
okay.
I think
no worries.
She will be like the main person or the right person to answer
all those questions. Sure. No, I appreciate
and
your help.
I don't want to like give you like wrong information or...
Absolutely. No, I can appreciate that. Okay. Well, do you happen to have the address of where it's going to be going? Because I wouldn't need that. Go ahead.
Okay. It will be 1259
mm-hmm.
Ben Berthe Road,
PENBERTHY
Road, and that's in College Station, Texas.
College Station, Texas.
And the zip code is 77842.
Okay, so I got 1259 Tendorthy Road, TENDERTHY Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And
well,
is there
I'm not
a,
sure if that gonna be like the shipping address or the storage unit or?
Right. I'm gonna leave the shipping address alone. I just want to know where it'll be. It'll be installed at that address, right? 1259.
I think so. Yeah.
We just want to know
like the address that I have for our job over there. So most of the time if I ship, like I do all the purchasing,
uh-huh.
and I send it to that address.
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, I appreciate your help. You've been very helpful. And then Stacy will be back in tomorrow?
Yes, for sure.
Okay,
and
then I'll give her
a ring. I believe she's working remotely, so if you have any question, you can reach her like on email or something like that.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, I'll shoot her an email if I have any other questions. Thanks, man. I appreciate your help.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.